The endangered black-footed ferret became nearly extinct more than 3 decades ago. The species is related to the weasel family, and it's an important part of the ecosystem as the animals are both predators and prey. Well, now a captive breeding program in northern Colorado is helping bring back the black-footed ferret. Grace Hood of Colorado Public Radio has more.
Most black-footed ferrets that live in the wild in Colorado begin their lives here. Inside a nondescript building north of Fort Collins, U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist Robin Bortner wends her way through a maze of metal cages. Inside every cage is a black-footed ferret. Each one has a name. There's the Fonz, Captain Crunch.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
And you'll notice he's a male. Someone was feeling very clever that year.
Bortner opens a dark box that holds a female ferret. She's a mom and has several young ferrets called kids.
Usually she has some choice words about us checking in on her.
That's in part because we woke her up. Black-footed ferrets sleep underground about 20 hours a day. At night, they eat prairie dogs and take over their underground burrows. Captive ferrets need to learn these critical skills.
And so what you're seeing here is kind of a boot camp, really.
Wildlife biologist John Hughes walks outside past one of 40 tall pens. There are mesh covers on top. Walls go 6 feet deep underground to prevent escapes. At 3 months, young ferrets enter one of these pens for what's called preconditioning.
And I have not seen a single ferret out here.
That's actually good because, we say around here, they're acting like ferrets. They're being active at night and not active during the day.
In other words, napping during the day and hunting at night. Ferrets here need to kill 2 live prairie dogs before they're released into the wild. Last night, biologists released the dogs into several of the pens. Hughes stops to compare notes with wildlife biologist Tyler Trenton about one of the ferrets.
He obviously appears to be wanting us to bring him food rather than killing his own, so...
Oh, he's been out here well over a month by now, because he was out for that first release.
They decide that this ferret isn't equipped for release outdoors.
If he's been out here this long, he's not going to all of a sudden have an epiphany. So.
I don't think so.
The animal will live the rest of his days inside a zoo or live museum display. It can take up to $6,000 to raise a single ferret. Hughes says setbacks in this work are common. Habitat loss and disease are the biggest threats to the species. Back in 2006, there were more than 1,500 ferrets living in the wild across the United States. A form of plague brought that number down to about 300.
You know, it shows you the dramatic impacts plague has on ferret recovery.
A new oral vaccine is showing promise. Scientists are figuring out the best way to deliver it. Trenton and Hughes moved to another pen to check in on a ferret named Plantain. She also got a live prairie dog last night.
It's probably down in here.
Trenton opens a wooden door to an underground burrow.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls up some of the insulation designed to mimic the ceiling of the den.
It still looks pretty full.
The ferret. Yeah, so she got it last night. And she'll just munch on it for the next couple days.
This is the second confirmed kill for the ferret. That means she'll be released to one of 2 dozen sites this fall. For Here and Now, I'm Grace Hood.